prisha. Their normal mode of consumption is by being ground up. Bahainu prisha lahem. And that's masha'en kein kitniyot, as opposed to beans or peas, shederach lo plumbu shalim b'limuah, b'limuah. They're normally processed by cooking, without mashing them up. You don't mash up the peas or make them into flour. Al kein, kishinit ma'chu o yitkanu nishtanu b'refatam ligrua. Usvar azura miza b'magan evam samet rekan. Im kein lefi zeh, yesh lo mabani, don't shu lefaneinu. Dahainu galguri tirka shabites. This corn kernels. Ein achilatam, achilat adam, ela kishit hanu. Since the main consumption of corn is by corn meal, you'd think you should make a bari pri hadama. He says, the lava dati the hoppy nati, ella ofotu pitum avazot lo plan kiroshane. He's saying that since corn is principally planted as animal fodder, and the use of corn as for human consumption in the form of cornmeal is only a minor side product of the usage as animal fodder. So he's making the following statement, which presumably doesn't apply to us at all, namely that corn is principally planted as animal fodder, and therefore humans who use it can't eat the kernels. Nobody heard of humans eating whole corn or corn kernels or things of this nature, and therefore it's only used as flour. Since this is a minor, secondary, unimportant usage, you make a shakol mi'adipo. In our situation, where corn is planted also for human consumption, not only for pigs, and since corn meal is a substantial portion of our diet, corn muffins, corn flakes, and what have you, then his argument that it should carry a shakol mi'adipo is no longer convincing. So,
how about corn tab if we get
into it? Well, if it's not, that might be a shakol mi'adipo, but on corn flakes or on a corn muffin, it should not be a shakol mi'adipo.
And corn liquor is a shakol
mi'adipo. Corn liquor is a shakol mi'adipo.
You can't ever eat corn the way we eat corn.
They didn't. I think the species are different.
I think
the
species are different?
Yeah, I think.
The species are different.
Yeah. That is, it's not a different species, but
the
variety is different. The subspecies. The variety is different. No, I think that the variety of corn that's been developed in this country is substantially improved as far as human consumption is concerned.
But it's not quite Westbrook, maybe, but in Romania, I think that has been modified.
Yeah,
but did you have it raw the way we have corn?
Did you eat corn on the cob?
Did you eat corn taken from the cob as you had from a can? We have cans now, whole kernels, not ground up.
The corn on the cob, okay, well, that's still 100 years after the okay. Okay. But now he's going to make a different argument, which is very interesting. So he's saying, his argument certainly doesn't apply to us today. If we had to choose between shakol mi'adipo and boi pri hadama, presumably we'd make a boi pri hadama in cornflakes, not a shakol mi'adipo, because the nation, just times have changed. Achol zeh im hu pashut shehu min kitniyot mamash. All of this is under the presumption that you're supposed to treat corn merely as if it was a type of kitniyot. I'm in great doubt about this. We follow the Chok Yaakov and declare that corn is not treated exactly like wheat or barley as far as Pesach is concerned. Perhaps it should not be construed as one of the Chamesh HaTamim. It doesn't mean that it's a type of rice, but it means that it should have the same status as rice. ולעניין חימוץ בלי תערובת חיטין אין הפוטה בין אורז לשם מניקיתם, ולכן לא דקטק הגאון חוות יער ושמותו. אבל לעניין ברכה, אפשר שהוא מין גאורס הנגרור על ידי חיטין וברכתו בורי מיני מזונות. Perhaps, first of all, that you have to make a mixture of cornmeal and flour, wheat flour, that corn flour has even more of a capacity to rise than wheat flour. I'm not going to say, he says, that cornmeal has exactly the status of wheat flour as far as Pesach is concerned. In ha'orez nigorim ha'yidei chitin, but ha'masha ha'filo ha'ter chitin, I don't know quite what that is, but the decree, shekarin ha'yidin nigorim, in pain, kal v'chomer la'ter k'shabaitz, she'im yitarev v'kimcho ken ha'chitin, but on pain ta'am yigoru la'chmitz. Perhaps one should conclude, because all of this is really dependent on the gluten content, it's conceivable, he says, that this mixture would rise if you took a mixture of wheat flour and corn flour, just as the same thing would happen with rice flour. And he says, if that's the case, and since cornmeal is the principal staple in these countries, and has the capacity through enough gluten content to actually rise, then you should make a borei minei mezonot, he says. The afal gav da ha'orez adatei da hachi noti, v'hocha ikaro l'machel ofot, even though rice is always principally planted for human consumption, and here the corn is principally planted for animal consumption, k'mot t'shati lel, ze eino ele le'inyan l'varech klei ha'adema, she'en ze ikar ha'pri. That you can't use the word pri ha'adama, because since it's not primarily planted for this purpose, it's not considered the pri. אבל לעניין בורי מיני מזונות אין לחלק בזה. But as far as whether you make a בורי מיני מזונות or not, that should not be dependent upon what the principal purpose of the planting is. וראיה ברורה משובל השואה. He says there's a clear proof to this from oats. Since oats are presumed principally planted as a animal food, right, mainly planted for horses, then even we make a בורי מיני מזונות, assuming that שובל השואה is oats, which is a false identification. But if we make that hypothesis, he's saying that therefore, just like in the case of oats, you would make a borei minei mezonot, even though the principal planting of the crop is for animal fodder. Similarly, corn, even if the principal purpose of the planting was for animal fodder, if it's a main staple and will actually rise when you mix it in with wheat flour, you should also make a borei minei mezonot on corn flour. ויען כי אין בידינו דבר ברור, ואין דעתנו מחרת אפילו כדעת הנמלה, יו לא יוכלנו אלא בתוך הסוגה, לא אותו לתתר כשבייס ולא תקטי עד כיבוא מי שדעתו רחבה מדעתנו ויאמור הדבר על ראייו. So therefore he says you should make sure to eat the cornflakes or what have you in the middle of a meal where you have already washed and therefore you don't have to worry about what happened to brach today. He is in doubt as to whether you should make a bovi pri bovi minei mezonot or a shakol miyabitoro on corn muffins, corn flour, and what have you. I think in our situation we will also have a doubt, but the doubt will be whether you make a bovi pri adama or you make a bovi minei mezonot. I think the shakol miyabitoro is sort of maybe excuse me?
Partians.
Yeah, so according to this, there's a problem with corn muffins. Do you make a bovei minei mezonot or do you make a bovei pri adama? Okay, is wheat flour and certainly bovei minei mezonot. But what about corn flakes? What content are? Corn bread is corn meal? Okay. So that's the problem of corn. Now we have.
Hmm?
All right, now I want to, I said my printer is down, so you'll have to trust me that I want to, I now want to come to another problem, which is, I'll just read it alone, because I've been unable to, this is taking up 3 weeks to read here. Now we come to a third question. We thought that we are finished with our troubles, as for the idea of what bread is. We now don't know whether cornbread is bread, and we don't know whether rice bread is bread, and we certainly know that oats are not hamish or samini. We don't know about macaroni. Now comes another category which the Gemara excludes from bread, and on this also there is a relatively wide diversion of opinion as to what the meaning is. First, it starts with a story. This is on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Huna achal tleisar rifti b'nei tlota tlota b'kav. He ate 13, I don't know what you call it, 13 muffins. He came in and he really had a huge appetite. V'lo bori, and he didn't wash. Omer le Rav Nachman, adai kanfar, you must be very, very... these were eaten for you, must be extremely hungry, but then you still weren't filled, so maybe that's why you didn't wash, but it doesn't matter what your particular state of hunger is. It says, Ela kol sha'cherim kovim alav su'udat tzarich lebarek. The law, he says, is not whether you, Rav Huna, who have a heavy appetite for one reason or another, and you're gobbling all of this down, but a normal person who would sit down and eat three or four corn muffins with pieces of cake would be completely satisfied. He would have to wash, and you have to wash as well, because we don't go according to the individual, but you go according to the average man. The average man would consume this amount of cake, would be stuffed, and therefore you, Rav Huna, would have to wash. Okay. Rav Yehuda, Havi Asikle the Brave Rav Yehuda Bar Chadima, he was serving some food at the house of Yehuda Bar Chadima. Aiti lekamayu pat haba'a b'kisne. He brought a pat haba'a b'kisne. Ki ata shamina nukamavalchi hamotzi. He heard that the person was making a motzi on the pat haba'a b'kisne. Amar lo my tzitzi dekeshamer. What's this that I hear here? Dilma hamotzi lechem in haaretz kamar vachite. Maybe did you really make a bracha motzi lechem in haaretz? You heard the tzaddik. Amar le'in detani Rav Muna amar mishum Rav Yehuda pata ba'av kisnin mevarachin alei hamotzi. Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Muna. Amar lo ein halacha k'Rav Muna. So the halacha is that you don't make a motzi on a pata ba'av kisnin. Our only problem is, what is the definition of a pat haba'a b'kisne? Okay, let's read a little bit further. It won't help. V'amali v'hamar v'arim mashmei b'yishvil achmaniyot ma'avim b'yim marachin ala motzi shayni hatun v'kavasu utay lo alo hechad lo kavasu utay lo lo. So we have two types of bread which are excluded from the motzi. One is called lachmaniyot. It's not our current lachmaniyot. Modern people use the word lachmaniyot to mean rolls. That's regular bread, but there's something called lachmaniyot, which are excluded, and something that is called pat haba'a b'kisnin. So on pat haba'a b'kisnin, you don't make a motzi lachmaniyot. Pat haba'a b'kisnin, there are basically several interpretations. Kesen, kisnin. If I'm reading from the Och, Pat nekiya l'chinuach ha-su'udah v'nikpa etzlenu tzvibach. Tzvibach. What is tzvibach? A cookie. Some sweet cookie that's used for dessert. So one interpretation of Pat haba'a b'kisnin. He says. He's talking about a dessert. So he's talking about some type of a Okay. So one interpretation of pata babakis is simply some cookie, a sweet dough which has a huge amount of sugar or what have you. Perishra pata babakis nin, perishra haigon, haim keki, the hipak beimutuvela, benjainamutuvela, show sinata ke aim yveshin. Because the sinotok of Beit HaMishter is Shalom of Beit HaMishter. Second interpretation is that it's a biscuit, a cracker. Something that you have as a free lunch in the bar, right? You don't eat it normally as a food, but you eat it, you know, to take a bite, but not as a main ingredient as a meal. So that's the second interpretation. Third interpretation, Rabbeinu Chananel Perush, Zu Hapat Asuyot Kemin Kisin Melehim Sukar Ushkedim Liyagozim. Ukuyot Zimbehem Shausinatam Kemin Kereken Ulosinatam Avetem Mishpaot. The third interpretation is that it's talking about a filled cake. In other words, you take, like, the two types of hamantashen, right? There's some one that's made with cookie dough, then there's another that's made with ordinary dough, and it's filled with, so a form of a yeast cake which has pockets in it which are filled with raisins, sugar, etc., that are used as dessert. So there we have three interpretations of the word pat hababakis. What is common for all of them is that they're not used in this form as the substantive portion of the meal. Right? You're going to eat a cracker as a snack. You're going to eat a piece of cake as a dessert. You're going to eat a hamantash as a sweet. None of these are meant to be part of a meal. They're meant simply for another purpose. So even though they may actually be made out of actual dough, nevertheless, that's hard, and they may actually be baked, they are nevertheless construed not as much. But the Shulchan Aruch brings all three opinions. Pata babakisnin, I'm reading from Siman Kuf Samachet Zayin. Yesh mefarshin pata asui kemo kisin shemamalin oto dvash o sukar ve'gozim u'shkedim metavlin. That's talking about something that has pockets that are filled with honey or sugar or walnuts or almonds and spices. The heim hanikwim ruskalayas or rechkalayas. Whatever those are presumably Arabic words or Spanish words, I don't know. The yeshamwim, that's one interpretation. The yeshamwim she isa she irav badvash o shemen o chalav o minei tablin be yafa'a vuhu she ye tam hatarovet hanei peirot o hatavlin nikar be isa. The second interpretation is that the dough itself has a large amount of sugar or spices or other things. So in other words, it's the distinction between something that we would call cake as opposed to bread. Right? You might have a form of bread which has a certain amount of egg or sugar or something in it. I know many challahs are made with additional ingredients besides water. That doesn't take them out of the category of bread. But if you add enough spices and things to the dough that we would call it cake, even though it might be a yeast cake with a thick, heavy dough, nevertheless, that's not considered lekach. The Ranot makes it more specific that it has to have enough spices that we would call lekach. So according to the Ranot, on something like raisin challah, you would still make a motzi lekach. And the Aretz has to have enough sweet substance in it to really change its character. The yesh mefarshim shehu pat bein metuvelet bein she'eina metuvelet she'osim otav keichim yiveshin, that you make them very dry, right? Because the sin otam behem anekuim biscuits. I assume that's the same as our word biscuit in some form or another. And the Shulchan Aruch says v'halacha k'divrei kula. All of these, any one of these three, counts as a pata babakis. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, if you bake bread until it becomes hard like a biscuit, if you use it as a cracker, and it's not used as normally as something as part of a meal, but it's just used as a snack, or if you make it with some sweetened honey or in a dough, so that therefore it's, the dough itself is sweet, or if you use it as something which is filled with something that's going to be used as dessert. All of these kantas are pata ba v'kisnim. I should just make one comment about the nature of the filler here. The real issue, as we said, is not so much as to whether there's a filler or is not a filler, or whether it's sweet or it's not sweet, or whether it's hard or soft, but whether this is used as a snack or as an ingredient for a meal. And on that, for example, I'm reading from the Kiskei Rabbi Yishai HaAchon. V'chein pata baba kisnim, who pata asui kit bedvasha l'minei tablin, sho sinoto ke'en minei medikala ki nuach se'uda. This is a type, that's a cake that's normally used as a dessert. Mi she'koveya se'udato alav mavarech alav anotzi b'tkila v'yuchat amazam l'visov. Mi she'eno koveya se'udato alav mavarech alav b'tkila v'vay minei mizanot ulof v'sof v'vachah chat mei shalot. If you're talking about things that are actually baked in the oven, shehein maleot basar or dogim or gvina or yirakot, mavarech alein hamotzi. In other words, if you make pizza or knish is made with a soft dough usually. I'm not sure, but a meat pie, for example, or pizza or anything else, where it's clear from the content that this is meant as a meal as opposed to a snack, and someone who sits down to eat two or three slices of pizza as a filling meal as opposed to just having a piece of cake, that counts as a mosi lechem na'aretz. V'chein nirah b'inah nikar, shehen asuya, pak b'liftan ke'achad ulu kviyat su'udah hem asuya. So therefore, the issue, the main guiding issue here is to whether it's used as a meal or as a snack, and therefore a filled hamantash, which is filled with poppy seeds, you'd make a bovei minei mazonot, but if you took the same dough and filled it up with some meat or vegetables or what have you, and it's used as a meal, it doesn't matter whether you've cooked the vegetables separately or you baked them in the bread, it still counts as bread.
That's funny, I have two people sit down and pizza, one makes four slices, the other one makes one slice, one makes a little bit of bread.
No, I think they both make a most.
Well, for one is the main meaning, and the other one is just there.
I don't know. I'm not a pizza.
No, so Indian dessert.
My doctor is here, and I think I'm not supposed to eat that kind of stuff. But I would assume that that pizza is really a meal rather than a dessert.
Pizza eaters is for children and grandchildren. For what uses is the dessert?
I'm simply telling you what
New York and Israel.
I'm telling you what the Riyaz says. The Riyaz says that if it's something that's normally used as a filling meal, the question is, would you sit down to eat pizza as a meal? It doesn't matter. If you have one piece of bread, you also make the most. But since normally you sit down and eat pizza as a meal, I believe it is a meal. Normally, it's not unreasonable. You go to out to a restaurant and the main thing that you eat is pizza. That time you may eat three pieces. But the number of pieces, if it's considered as normally a main course in a meal, then therefore it counts as bread. And therefore, even if you eat one slice, it's going to be a mosi lechem na'aretz. Pata baba kisnim is dessert as opposed to a meal. So our question is whether you would construe pizza as a dessert or as an actual meal. And therefore, your grandchildren notwithstanding,
our psychology has also become, in this instance, perverted, because for us, bread is no longer what's called the essence of bread.
If it weren't the fact that the dots of brochos, we normally don't eat bread.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you eat starch in one form or another. So if you're not using them, according to Rabbi Natan, the spaghetti or the pasta would separate a rule. I don't think that that's actually true. It's the bread is not the sole ingredient, but having some starch filler is part of the meal.
I don't know.
I don't know. But as far as pizza is concerned, it seems to me that people normally sit down to pizza as a meal. And therefore, if it is a meal, then it doesn't... I mean, on sponge, on cake, you would also eat enough if you have to wash and make mostly like an hour. No, I'm saying one slice of bread might also not qualify as a meal. If you eat, what I'm saying is that if you eat 5 or 6 pieces of yeast cake, you have to wash in the pan. Even though on one piece you would not, because yeast cake is normally not used as a meal, and therefore it acquires the status of lechem only if you're kobeya suvida. But on a slice of rye bread, or a roll, even if you only eat one slice of rye bread, you have to wash if you're going to eat a kazai. Because that's normally used as part of the meal. And since pizza is normally a meal, or frequently a meal, the fact is that you have some cheese on it doesn't take it out of the category of bread.
The way I would take cake is the dessert. And if you do a piece of the cake, it's good.
No, if you eat a lot of cake, then you have to eat and make a mozzarella.
So then there is a condition that...
There's a notion, you can make something into a meal by eating enough of it, if you're kobeya suuda. If you eat enough cake to make... Right? If I'm sitting down and that's going to be, I'm going to eat apple pie, a whole apple pie, then I'll make a mozi lechem chametz. But if I'm going to have one slice of apple pie, then I would not make a mozi lechem chametz. But if I'm going to have one slice of turkey pie, or beef pie, or pizza, then since that's normally the way I would eat a meal, then it's like eating one slice of bread, and you have to make a mozi lechem chametz. So the ruling here is not like the color. That's problematic. Okay, let me finish with a couple of interesting things. First of all, the issue is what is kobeya suuda? The Gemara says that one individual can't determine, right? If Rav Huna was still not satisfied after having 13 pieces of apple pie, that just means that he's pretty weird, but not that that it counts. But the question is, what does determine? And there's no fixed rule here. Obviously, what people normally eat in a particular location. It's interesting that the Moshe adds that the age category matters. In other words, what's considered as a kobeya suuda for an elderly gentleman whose appetite may not be all that great is not the same as for a youngster who needs to eat a lot more. So therefore, although you don't make it depend upon the particular individual, you may filter it into different categories depending upon age group, and not just simply what the local practice is. That's an interesting idea. How he does it, I don't know. Okay. And here's another interesting question. Suppose we take Rav Haigon's opinion that something that's completely dry, right, something that's baked to being quite dry, and therefore is normally used as a cracker. But I'm not talking about a soda cracker, which is the time I've cut. I'm talking about, you know, something that's made from actual hard dough and then baked hard into so that it becomes a hard pretzel, for example. So according to this opinion, a hard pretzel would be a goyim mezonos. It's used as a snack. So anything that's baked hard has the status of being biscuit. So what about matzah? In other words, nowadays when we bake matzah, they become very hard. In the old days, matzah was not necessarily all that hard. But nowadays, when you can't find any, I dare you to find any flexible matzah.
Frashkenazi.
So, in fact, so what about matzah crackers? Right, you can buy these little matzahs that are cut up into pentagons or what have you. So presumably, according to Rav Haigon, a matzah cracker would be a boi min hamizon. It's a pata bava kisni. On a whole matzah, there are some opinions, the machzik bracha, amongst the Svaldim who say that whole matzahs also are a pot bava kisni except on Pesach. But we, the Ashkenazim, don't believe that. Our position is that a whole piece of matzah, not something that's cut up into crackers, since it's normally used as a sustenance in the meal, as opposed to a little cracker, you would have to wash. So the Ashkenazic position here is that on a whole matzah, you wash, you make the most of that in the oats. But if you're offered at some affair or something a little piece of cracker, then that would still be a vote in Arizona. So it really depends upon how it's actually produced. It's a chub of with secrecy fun, more or less. Okay, I think this covers all that I want to say about this subject, and we'll stop here. And the next year will be sometime in February. Exactly when, I don't know. I'm leaving Israel in about a few weeks, and I just have to get myself organized. Right. So, to be continued, we'll see what the topics will be.
All right.